The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Me'ila daf tezayin. The daf that we're learning, the sugis of tzirufim, of things that are pachas mikashir, and adding them together to make the shir of a kezayis or viravias, are an opportunity to discuss the idea b'chalal of a kezayis, and what does it mean when something is pachas mikashir? Does that mean if you have a half a piece of chaylev, a half a piece of basa b'cholov, half a kezayis that is, it's not chaylev? L'chor, the chaylev is the same chaylev. Evidence of that is that if a piece of chaylev that's smaller than a kezayis drops into a pot, and it's benois in time to give everything in the pot the taste of chaylev, it'll all be awesome. Because you're eating over there more than kezayis, it'll be awesome in atayru. If tam ki'ikr midaraisa. So, it doesn't seem like the chaylev is not chaylev. So what exactly is the nature of the pochas mikezayis? And how does that play out legabe the shiurim, and maybe even to add a little bit how that works, biyachas to a tziruf? The conventional wisdom of how chatzi shir, in the classic sense, chatzi shir osim na Torah, where we pask in the sugya and yuma da find out, the classic understanding of that is that even though the Gemara says over there the reason why chatzi shir is osim na Torah le Rabbi Yochanan is because it's chozi litzterufe, half a kezayis is chozi litzterufe to the next half a kezayis. So Mele, when one eats a half a kezayis of chelev, since it can become part of a total mice of eating a kezayis of chelev, therefore it's also min atar, it doesn't have malchus, it's also, that's the is of chatzishir. It's also min deraisa. The conventional wisdom is not just that it's shaykh to another piece, but that's just a way of defining that chelev, like we just said, is chelev. What does it mean that there's a din of a shir kezayis? That means in the mice achilo, the Maisa Achila, which the Torah asserted, is a Maisa Achila of a Kezayis. Or the full shear of a Maisa, which is Mechai Malkis. Or let's say the Gabi Mitzvah, eating Basa B'cholov, Machol Sasur, so eating for a Mitzvah, is a Kezayis, a full Maisa Achila is a Kezayis. So the full Maisa Isu, which carries with it the penalty of Malkis, is also a Kezayis. If we want to say it, a half a shear is a half a Maisa. Or it's a Maisa without the Cheshivus of a Maisa Achila of a Kezayis. But the chelev is chelev. The svar of chazal tzaruf is a simon ledover. What's interesting is, a Rambam in Perek Dal of Hilchos Shvuos, the Rambam says somebody makes a shvua not to eat. A shvua that he's on a starvation ration for the next 2 days. If he's on the shvua, he gets malchus. The Rambam says that if he eats a kezayis, mavur in the Gemara and shvuos in the third perek, there is chayv malchus. If he eats only a half a kezayis, it's also minat Torah because of chatashi also minat Torah. So the Achronim, the Mishnah Melech brings Barichus, have a long deal, and it really starts in the Ran over there in Shavuos. What exactly is the comparison between eating a half a kezayis of chelev, basa b'cholov, nevelus, treifus, etc., and eating a shvua? When you eat nevelus or treifus, Rachman Tzlan, the achila, the nevela is the same nevela, like we just said. Both of you eat a kezayis, both of you eat less than a kezayis. The point is that the Maisa Issa, which is the full Maisa Issa, which carries with it the penalty of Malkus, is only because Zayas. But Be'etzem, the Nevela is Nevela. Shavua, there's nothing wrong with the loaf of bread. He made a Shavua that he's not going to eat. He takes out a piece of Shrayim from last week's Tish by his Rebbe. It's an Achilas, Mitzvah, it's an Achilas Shal Kedusha. La Maisa, since he made a Shavua deraisa of not eating, there's no say Dechalosa, by the way, on eating Shrayim. That's doichad loisei of being over a shvur. He made a shvur, he's not going to eat, so he's not allowed to eat. When is it called that he ate? L'chor, when he ate a kezayis. When he ate a half a kezayis, he didn't do anything. He wasn't over on the shvur. Elamai, he ate a piece of bread, he had the fish that came from the tish, he had that piece of it. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with the fish. The problem is that he's gonna violate the shvur that he just made to ask himself. Until he eats a kezayis, he wasn't over. So the Ran over there discussed this, and the Ran says, if the shear of achila is kezayis, that means that the shear of eating is kezayis. Less than that, when the Torah says loy soichlu, the Torah defines achila, the Torah means a kezayis. In Cain, when a person is nishba, that he's not going to eat, he means he's not going to eat a kezayis. Less than that, he's not a violation of the Shvua at all. The Ram says there's no Chatzis Shasim in the Torah. In the Rambam, it'll be Mavur Chiddush. What you'll have to say, Pshan, the Rambam is the Chazal Tzterufe means literally anything that a person starts doing, that if he continues in that vein, if he continues doing the act that he's doing, just continue doing it a bit more before stopping. Instead of stopping, you continue. If you keep on doing that, you'll get to an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed to start doing that Maisa. So Memela, when a person eats, true, less than a Gezai is not called eating. But by starting to eat, it's Chazal Tzerufa, that's what the Gemara means. It's Chazal Tzerufa because if you continue eating, continue nibbling, you're going to get to a Kezayis, then the halacha is, that's awesome. It'll be Mavu in the Rambam that the Chatzis has nothing to do with the fact that it's existentially Chelev. And Chelev is the same Chelev whether it's a Kezayis or not. It's true even by a piece of bread, which is not a Chetich D'Isura. Doing an act which, by continuing, will result, will contain in it, a lav deraisa is awesome. That'll be Mavur in the Rambam. Kanira the Ran argues with that. Lamaisa, the Re'em, in his Hagois, in the Smag and Hulchas Chomet, argues, and Mishamach brings it by Rikos, he says that Stam Achila Be'etzem, when a person is Nijba, Shaloi Lechel, he means he's not allowed to eat at all, even less than a Kezayis. It happens to be that the Torah said, like we said before, eating is eating. Eating is even taking a crumb. The Torah said that a maisa, which is the full maisa achila, which is called achila in the sense of being a full maisa achila, has chshivus hein le mitzvah vehein cholil laveru. That's only because eyes. But eating, when a person says he's not going to eat, he means even mashu. Im kein, the question is, so why isn't he over the shvur? If the issue is eating, like eating shkotzim or ramos and the velo treif and so on, then we can say the Torah asked the maisa with that chshivas of a maisa, and that maisa at halacha moshim sinai is only because kezayis, like all the other shiurim in the Torah that we're learning about now is sugya. But if we say the point is, the shvua, the aver is not eating, the aver is not a maisa achila, the aver of a shvua is violating what one said. What did he say? He said he's not going to eat a mashu. So by eating a mashu, he violated his diba. If he violated his diba, he's over. What you'll have to say, l'fi the Reim, again, Mishnah Berurah discusses this by Richus over there in Hilchos Shavuos, you'll have to say for him that a chiddush is mavur over here, that the shavuah is not the eating that one will do that'll be over in the shavuah. It's not just that the eating is a hechatimtzis, it means towards creating that he's violating his diba, but when a person is nishma not to eat, he creates on himself an isser of a maisa achila. He might mean when he says, I'm not going to eat a mashu, but what he did was he created on himself an isser mashu, an isser of achila, and an isser achila in its full brunt, where it'll carry the penalty of malchus only because eyes. So that's a discussion over there. What we have from there is a discussion, g'day le'oilom, whether less than a kezayis is called a maisa achila, and legabi chatzishir, whether chatzishir means a dry chazal tzarufe, anything you start which will result in an issur, if you don't stop by the 50-yard line, you go all the way towards the shir of a kezayis, you'll get to a shir that has malchus, even starting that maisa is a dover also. Or we say no. We say the chatzishir also not terrible because the zach itself is a chatzich d'issur, that's why the shir doesn't matter. And by the way, we'll take this another step. If we want to define that when the Torah says achila, the Torah means b'kezayis, what happens when we're talking about something which we're not talking about, not a mitzvah, not a neir? Person's eating lunch. And the Torah says, when you eat lunch, v'chalto v'savote b'rachto s'ashem l'kecho. Broch achroinu. Benching is mideraisa. Benching is mideraisa k'dei svio, the Gemara says. If a person ate less than Kadei Sevir, he just had a kezayis. He just nibbled. So then he's mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon midirabonon. Nafkamina of that, whether he's mechuyev derais derabonon, is if somebody wants to be moitzi somebody else in benching. A cotton is only mechuyev derabonon. A derabonon can't be moitzi deraisa, so he won't be able to be moitzi a godel ate Kadei Sevir. But if a godel ate less than Kadei Sevir, he's only mechuyev Birchas Hamazon midirabonon. There's only verchalta, there's no visavoto. In that case, the cotton could be moitzi the godel. Other nafkaminas also. Minchas Chinucha, the adds, the Minchas Chinucha is a mitzvah tof lamedois base, that the Torah doesn't only say this of voto, legabi the chiyuv birchas hamazon, the Torah says vachalto. What happens if somebody ate, and his shir kedei svi is less than a kazayis. Rather unusual. I don't know, by the way, if we were clearing la halacha, if somebody has the band surgery, and right now, temporarily, his koyach to eat, his shir svi is so small that it's less than a kazayis. Let's say he has some type of hormone problem. He eats a half a kazayis, he's full. Would that be called kedei svi, or that's just a temporary disposition of his stomach? That's not really kedei svi. But let's say you're talking about something that's mamash kedei svi. The Gemara says that when they ate, the Kehanim ate the lechem upon him on Shabbos, they ate a krom, oichol kimo v'nizba, they were full as if they ate a whole suda. B'chui v'michzam osin deraisa? There's v'savoto, there's no v'ochalto. Is there chiv v'michzam osin deraisa? V'chazinuch says you need v'ochalto. And by the way, this is a much easier case. The Chazinuk brings from the Morgan Avraham in Simri Yeshut Sivkot Nalev. What happens if a person eats in little nibbles over a period of time? But if we never did a Maisa Kazayis, a Maisa Achil of Kazayis, but Techidei Shri Achilos Pras. He ate little nibbles every 7 minutes, four or half an hour. La Maisa, not the regular person, La Maisa, he's full. He nibbles like that for an hour, he's full. When he reaches Shri Kedei Svi, is Mukhuyim Bechsamozim? Rambam says, no, there's Visavota, there's no Ve'achalta. So what's Ve'achalta? Is Ve'achalta because I suppose because I same Shiloh. If we say that the Torah's definition of Ve'achalta is Be'etzem HaMashu, like the Re'im says, but Legabe Shivus of Ashir, Legabe Mitzvah, Legabe Aver is because I is, so when the Torah says Ve'achalta Visavota, we're not talking about a Mitzvah Aver, we're talking about eating lunch. So the Vachalta means Mashu. As long as there's Visavot and there's Vachalta or Mashu, only if he ate Shaloi Kederach Achila, was injected into him, that's not an Achila, even if there is Svi over there, he won't be Mechui Bechzamazim. But you don't need a Kazayis. Morgan Avraham seems clear not that way. That Vachalta in the Torah means a Kazayis. So you need a Kazayis besides for the Visavot, you need a Ma'is Achila of a Kazayis. This is a people garden that seems to them on like the rain. It seems to them on that stam achilah. We're not talking about chshivus of an aveiru or a mitzvah. We're talking about a mashu. If you're talking about a mashu, then ve'achalta will also be a mashu. Even if you eat pafsoka, as long as you have the shir, kedei svi mukhuyim and benching their raisa. But here's another case in point. The Chacham Tzvi in a famous tshuva discusses that could very well be the chatshi osman atay. We only find it in Chazal legabei a Maisa Achila. That's the sugya in Yuma. We're talking about Achila in Yom Kippur, Achilas Machalos Asurois. What about any other Aver? He wants to suggest Minasvara that the Musig of Chatz Yashir is only because the Kazayis is Kazayis even Bepoxami Kazayis, like we said. The fact that you're doing a Maisa which will get you into hot water, into deep trouble, if you continue and you don't stop in the middle, that's not Chatz Yashir Asmanatar. Again, we said that maybe it's totally in how you understand the Rambam. Maybe in the Rambam's Mavur, not that way. Chatz Yashir is just the fact that you're playing with disaster, you're playing with fire by starting to do a Maisa, which will create an Issa. Chacham Tzvi says that by him is Poshut, that on anything else besides Achilo, where the thing is a Chaticha de Yisura, just the half of a Maisa which the whole will create, a Chiv Malkis, will not have the din of Chatz Yashir from that Torah. The problem is, the Rishash in Shabbos, the Fayindal points out, a Lashon of Rashi over there clearly says not that way. It's talking over there about the Mishnayis, let's say, there's a shear in how much a person has to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. For each item, there's a shear minimal amount of Cheshivas. Let's say a person carries only half that. He carries Dalet Amos in a Rishus HaRabim, he carries less than the minimal amount of that item which is needed to be mechayev. Rashi says osman ater, chatshi osman ater. Seems clear that Rashi holds that that chatshi is not dafka by dvar achilo. Chacham Tzvi himself says if somebody pulls out one here, the shear of toilish is pulling out of an animal, pulling out of a person's head two hairs. Person pulls out one here, it's mutim ater. There's no chatshi. Rashi says not that way. The Chavis Yoyer suggests, true as Chavis Yoyer, the Rishash, and Shabbos Zayin Dal brings it down, that anything that's mufurish in the Torah, there's a famous principle, if there's something mufurish in the Torah, then Chazal didn't answer it. So he says, Chatz Yashir also, he says, al derech zeh, Chazal
didn't ask or anything. That's where the Taz says it. If the Torah says it's mutter, Chazal didn't argue. Chazal could only add. They can't undo that which is written in the Torah. He says the same thing. He says, why don't we say that if walking 2,000 amos on Shabbos, Tchumen is awesome, so why don't we say that even walking down the block is at least Chatzishir, or let's say walking 2 amos, carrying something 2 amos in Rosh Hashanah, clear in the Gemara, Pachas Medalat Amos is Derabonon. There's no Chatzishir in that Torah. Why not? Why don't we say that he's halfway there? So he says, because the Torah defines the Shir as Dalat Amos, Alpayim, Simimel, those are not Shirim Chashivas, those are things that are Mufurish in the Torah. Over there, you won't say Chas Shios Min HaTorah. That's the Chavis Yoyer when he's dealing with that. The other way to say it would be to say that the concept that we said is true. The Chas Shir is only when the thing itself is Advaris. So we said Chelev is Chelev. A thousand Amos is not a yitzir min atchum. It's not bimuhus leaving. The Torah says, ayetze ish mim koimoy, that's what tchum is. 1,000 amos is still bim koimoy. Dalet amos is also a position change. Dalet amos is mukoimoy shalodom. The Rishonim explained in Shabbos. That's why the ism in atar of carrying is dalet amos. When a person carries 2 amos, a person is not doing something which resembles the whole. The being halfway through something which will be an iser is not chatzi she'os min atar. When you're over, it's doing something which is aser, which is a dvar iser, you're doing it halfway. When a person carries something, dalet amos v'shusirab, but it's less than a sheikh shivus, you're doing the avera, just you're doing it halfways. When a person carries 2 amos, he's not doing the issa, but doing it halfways. He's doing half a ma'isa issa. That does not have chatz shios min atar. That's what you have to say in the Rashi. L'maisa, the Maratzchis over there brings down 2 hagois hashuis, which are puzzling. Hagois hashri, when he talks legabe oifer, mavashal, where you're cooking less than the amount of food, which is the shear. And he says that it's also to cook, the Gemara gives a shear of a minimal amount of food, because a person cooks less than that, a mashu. He says that's awesome in a Torah, even though it's not awesome in deraisa. It doesn't have a oinish, it's not chayv a korban, it's not chayv misa, but it's awesome in a Torah, it's chasu shear awesome in a Torah. He says, kidimashma, soif yuma. First of all, what's Kedemashma Seif Yuma? In Seif Yuma, there's the sugi, Chatz Shos Me'atarit. Second of all, he brings the sugi in the end of Yuma. Okay, that's the place in Shas where we talk about Chatz Shos Me'atarit. The problem is that Agoy Sashri, Legabe, what we just said, Legabe carrying out less than the shear, carrying in Rosh Hashanah less than the shear, he says that carrying out less, over there in Shabbos $9 is also, which is the Gemara that we just said about carrying out less than that. Why isn't he mitzayin the Gemara in the end of Yuma? 2 agoyis hashuis, which seem to be alluding to the same idea. One legabe cooking on Shabbos less than the shir, one legabe carrying on Shabbos less than the minimal amount which would land him in a chiv misa. One is mitzayin the source as a sugi at the end of Yuma, he says kidimashma. And one is mitzayin the Gemara that we just quoted in Shabbos Ayindal, the end of Klal Godel. What's the pshat? L'chor, that means that there's 2 levels of the same idea. Kidimashma Seif Yuma is the etzim musik of Chatzis Shios Min HaTorah. And on that he says Kidimashma because, like we said, it's not so poshut. The Gemara over there in Yuma talks only about something which is be'etzim, bimuhuz, by its nature, Chatich Disurah, because it's Chelev, it's Basim Chalev, it's Nevela. That's not true when we're talking about carrying on Shabbos. We're not talking about something which is existentially a ma'aseh issur. It's an issur only insofar that it's a malacha. So it's only kidimashma seif yuma. But the source of that idea is the Gemara at the end of Yuma. Lamaisa, the real source to this idea that chatz yashir is even when it's not be'etzem advar issur, it's only half the ma'aseh of issur, It's less than the chshivus of the ma'isa. The source of that is over there by Lamatzniyam, by the shear of being moitzi. So that's why the agoyis hashri is mitzayin, 2 different makaris, because there's the chiddush of chatz shos min atar, and there's the chiddush of chatz shir is even when you didn't partake of something which is also bimhus, still it's a chatzim of that ma'isa, so that would also carry the penalty of, not the penalty, it would also carry the iser of being osman atayim mitzad the din of chatzis shir. We'll use this whole discussion in Yetz Hashem the next year as a springboard to discuss what will be, as Agdam to the next parak, what will be true legabe chatzis shir of a half a pruta. The shir in dini momenes is a pruta. How do we relate to chatzis pruta? That's, there'll be the subject legabe me'ilah in the next year.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.